Okay, good to see everyone. Good to be back. We're going to do a sugya that is both, as we're within 30 days before Pesach, it is very Pesach related, as well as it really has to do with the very beginning of this week's Parashas Tazria. So the beginning of Parashas Tazria, we have the mitzvah of Mila. Right, the pasuk says, "V'yom Hashmini Yimol Basara Laso," that on the eighth day, you have to give a mila to your child. Or so the Gemara in Pesachim, in relation to Pesach, quotes this pasuk in addition to the pasuk in by Avraham Avinu and Breishis, about the concept of Zrizin Makdimen LaMitzvos. The phrase Zrizin Makdimen LaMitzvos literally means you should be zealous. You should be zealous to go quickly or to go early to fulfill mitzvos. So we're going to deal with the topic of Zrizin Makdimen LaMitzvos. As we're going to see, there are a lot of different phrases that are used to refer to what seems to be the same concept, or at least a very similar concept. For today's shiur, we're not going to distinguish between these phrases. If you're interested, Rav Asher Weiss, on his Sefer, on the Parsha, does have a long piece kind of distinguishing between the different languages and why they're not necessarily referring to the same thing. For today's discussion, well, we're going to, again, not assume they mean, they don't have to assume they mean the same exact thing, but we're not going to focus on the distinctions between them because they all relate to the basic idea that when a mitzvah comes in front of us, we should try our best to do it as quickly and as fast as possible. That's the basic idea that comes out. So where does it come up in the Gemara in Pesachim related to this week's Parsha? So the Gemara at the very beginning of Pesachim talks about the idea of or liyah barasar, that you have to do bedikas chametz, or at the or of the 14. The question is, what is this or referring to? Is that daytime? Is that nighttime? So the Gemara in Pesachim on Daf Dalet, which is our first source, says, "V'hashta dekaimalan dekule ama or urtahu." Okay, we've established at this point that or means nighttime, meaning that you have to do bedikas chametz on the night of the 14th, which is prior to, again, prior to the next day when chametz is going to become aser. Michti, says the Gemara. Let's see. Bein Rav Yehuda, bein Rav Meir, chav mitzayin ha'asra, l'meshei shalos l'mala. Whether you hold it, Rav Meir, Rav Yehuda, again, discussions in the Gemara, a lot of halach l'mais stuff with this, is chametz doesn't become asra until the next day, the next morning, right, from 6 hours and onwards. So nivdak b'sheis, says the Gemara, so do bedikas chametz at the beginning of the 6th hour. Why are you doing it so much earlier? Why? V'chitem as reason makdima l'mitzvos. And if you're going to say the reason is Zrizin Makdimen LaMitzvos, Nivdak Mitzafra. Again, we should search from the morning. If the goal is we want to do it fast, okay, so do it as early as possible in the morning, but why are you doing it the night before? Why? Because the Pasuk says in our parasha, B'yom HaShmini Yimol B'sar Arla. So, on the eighth day, you should give a bris mila v'tanya, and the Bryce says, Kol Yom Kulo Kasher L'Mila. The Bryce says that you really can do that mila the entire day. Elosh is Zrizin Makdimen LaMitzvos. But rather, there's a concept of Zrizin Makdimen LaMitzvos. Shenemar Vayashkim Avra Boker, as the Pasuk says that Avram got up early in the morning. Amar Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, so Rav Nachman Yitzchak answers, B'shosh Mi'adam Mitzvim Ba'atayin, V'or Haner Yafle B'dika. So says Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, the reason why we do B'dika as Chametz at nighttime and not during the day are two reasons, both practical reasons. One is that that's when people are home. It's just practical. They're not necessarily home in the morning to be able to do B'dika. Number two, it's easier to search for chametz when you have a candle as opposed to during broad daylight. Again, we're not getting into the nuances of why that's better, using a flashlight, using a candle. We're going to leave all that for now. What we're going to focus on is the Gemara focus on this concept of Zrizin Makdimen LaMitzvos. So, the concept of Zrizin Makdimen LaMitzvos, of hurrying and doing quickly to do a mitzvah, is also found in direct connection to the mitzvah of matzah. The Pasuk says in Shmos Perek Yud Beis Pasuk Yitzayin, Ushmartim es ha-matzos. That you have to guard the matzos. The pasuk means matzos as in the matzah that we eat on Pesach. You have to guard it, you have to watch it. What do you mean you have to watch it? Because you have to make sure it doesn't become chametz. We know that we spend a lot of time, it's very careful, right, to make sure it doesn't, you know, it doesn't take more than 18 minutes to make it, to make sure no water gets on it, especially if you hold of gebrux. We're very careful to guard the matzah. But Rashi there quotes the concept, source number 3, of Yoshia Amar, Alti kora es hamatzos, ela hamitzvos. Don't read it as the matzos, rather the mitzvos. Kederashin machmitzen es hamatzah, just like we don't let matzah become chametz. Kach in machmitz nes a mitzvah. So too, we don't let a mitzvah become chametz. What does that mean? Alem bal yadcha aseo samiyad. If a mitzvah comes to your hands, you should do it immediately. Again, zrizim makdim and the mitzvos, not the same words, but a mitzvah comes to your hand, you should do it immediately. That's what the Gemara says, and that's what's going on here. The questions that we're going to deal with are, that's great. Mitzvah comes to my hand, I should do it immediately, as fast as possible. However, when there are other calculations, when there are other factors to weigh, how do we do what we would call halachic triage, right? There's not just the idea of do a mitzvah right away, but there are other factors at play and other considerations to take into effect. So let's even go with an example within Bris Milah, right? So generally, Bris Milah is the area that we are pretty makbid of Zrizim Makdim in the mitzvah. So we try and do it as early as possible, which is why almost always a Bris Milah is in the morning. But let's say family members are flying in from New York, and you don't want to do it at the 6 a.m. minyan. You want to do it at the 9:15 minyan because you want your family members to be able to get there. Or maybe you want to wait till 12 o'clock in the afternoon so that the grandparents or whoever it may be can fly in. What happens, right, when there are other factors at play that aren't necessarily only Zrizim Makdim and the mitzvahs? What's going to happen? So we're going to deal with two main areas of halacha to bring out the greater idea and the greater concept and see different opinions on this matter. The tshuva of the Radbaz, source number 4, deals with the following question. You have someone who is in jail, okay? He's locked up in jail, and he's not able to daven with a minyan. He's never daven with a minyan. He's in jail. He can't daven with a minyan. He can't do a lot of mitzvos. But he gets permission from the head of the jail. He says, I will give you one day. Again, he's going to wear the thing around his neck, or around his ankle, right? He'll monitor him. They didn't have that back then, obviously. But he figured, I'm going to give you one day. You can choose one day to leave jail. Okay? So the question that was asked of the Radbaz, if this person has one day in the year to go to shul, what day should he choose? Ooh, that sounds like a fun question, right? I don't know. What day should you choose? So we're going to read the answer of the Radbaz. His language is very nice. If you look in source number 4, tshuva. Hine ra'isi echad mechachmei darina b'tshuva, dabar zat salal b'mayim adirin v'hela cheres b'yado, v'al yesod ra'ua bana yesodo. He says, I saw one of the wise people of our generation. He wrote about this. There was very clear waters in front of him, meaning there was a very obvious answer, but he decided to pick up clay, meaning not a great answer, and he built a foundation on a bad foundation. B'tchila kasev d'adif Yom HaKippurim. First, this rabbi said, choose Yom Kippur. That's the best day of the year. V'achar kach echlif Yom HaPurim. Then he said, no, what Purim? What a day, right? Mishem Mikra Megillah, Pursum Meinisa, Dimin Nasara, right? He says, choose Purim, you have Mikra Megillah, best day of the year to choose. V'ein roi lismach al dvarav, and says the Radbaz, don't listen to him. I'll tell you the best day to choose. Avam mash roi lismach alav hu danan kaimalan ein mavir nala mitzvos. We have a concept. We don't pass over on mitzvos. V'ein cholik b'zaklal. Nobody argues on that. Hilka hamitzvah harishona shetava liyada shiasha laasosa hu chavash beisa asurim kodemes. The first mitzvah that comes to your hand, that's the one you should do. V'ein mashgich na mitzvah shepaga b'tchila hukala o chamura. Don't figure out, is this more strict? Is this more lenient? She'ata yodeya matan tzchar shemitzvah zeh pashut ma'od etzli. Says the Radbaz, this is not even a question to me. You choose the first day. So a person comes, and he's in jail, and the officer says, I'm going to give you one day on the calendar. Which day would you choose? Says the Radbaz, choose today. I want to go right now, right? Let me out right now. I'm going to go do the mitzvah. Now, the Radbaz bases it on a different concept. Again, it's not Zrizin. It's not mitzvah shebal yadcha al tach mitzena. It's ein ma'avir na'al mitzvos. You don't pass up on mitzvos. Now, it's not exactly Zrizim Akdim on the mitzvos, right? It's a little bit of a different scenario. Certainly, what's factoring into the mindset of the Radbaz has something to do with the fact that there's probably a concern in the back of your head that you may not get a chance to get out again, right? The officer's nice today. He may be mean tomorrow. You don't really know. So says the Radbaz, choose today, choose immediately. But the question that we're going to grapple with as we move forward is, can the Radbaz logic, even if, again, it may be a unique circumstance, be applied to other cases as well as to when you would apply it? The second question we're going to deal with before we're going to deal with both kind of in tandem, is a tshuva in the Trumas HaDeshen. The Trumas HaDeshen has the following. Now, we kind of know the custom, so we don't realize that it's a question, but we generally associate Kiddush Levana with Matzeh Shabbos, right? You do Kiddush Levana on Matzeh Shabbos, right? And if you can't do it on Matzeh Shabbos, you do it during the week. The truth is, though, Kiddush Levana can be done, again, 3 days after the Molad, basically. 3 days after the Molad, you could do Kiddush Levana. So the question that was asked the Trumas HaDeshen was, Haroa Levana b'chidusha b'mei hachol, v'omer namtin levarik ala chadusha ad Matzeh Shabbos yafeh himos nolo. So again, this is before the prevalent custom seemingly was to do it on Matzeh Shabbos. The question was asked, when should we do Kiddush Levana? Right? Kiddush Levana, let's just say the Molad was Sunday, we could really do it Wednesday night already, right? And, or Tuesday, whatever it may be, right? Should we do it immediately? Or should we wait until Matzeh Shabbos? I see you're making a face. In the 15th or 16th century. I'm not sure exactly. Before the Shulchan Aruch, so probably the late 15th century, I think. So that was the question that was asked to the Trumas HaDeshen. The Trumas HaDeshen usually wrote his own question, so he probably wasn't asked the question. He made up the question. But either way, the question was, right, should you do Kiddush Levana during the week, or should you wait till Matzeh Shabbos? Now, what's the reason to wait till Matzeh Shabbos? The reason to wait till Matzeh Shabbos is that on Matzeh Shabbos, you're wearing nice clothes, right? When you come out on Matzeh Shabbos, there's a certain hiddur, there's a certain beautifying of the mitzvah, and the fact that you're dressed up nicely, you're going to give a little bit of kavod to the mitzvah of Kiddush Levana if you go out in your Shabbos clothes, versus you go out on a Wednesday night or a weekday night, you're not going to give it the same kavod. So the Trumas HaDeshen Paskin, that you should wait until Matzeh Shabbos, assuming, and this is where, again, you can read it inside, assuming there's not going to be a question that you might miss it, right? So just for example, right, you can only say Kiddush Levana up until the midway point of the month, until the 14th day, 14th, 15th day of the month, right, when the moon changes. So he says, if it's already going to be, Matzeh Shabbos is going to be, let's say, day 10, and you live in an area where it gets cloudy and there's nervous that you might miss it, so then you don't wait till Matzeh Shabbos. But let's just assume it's a regular month, all factors being equal, you should wait till Matzeh Shabbos, let a day or two pass, 3 days pass, wait till Matzeh Shabbos, that you're wearing nice clothes, and there's hiddur mitzvah. Now, the question is, what do you mean? Why are you waiting, right? Don't we say Zrizim Makdim in the mitzvos? Don't we say in Ma'avir in Ala mitzvos? Shouldn't you do it immediately? So the Trumas HaDeshen brings a proof. He brings a proof to his case. The proof is from a fascinating place. For those of you learning Daf Yomi, I'm not learning Daf Yomi, but I think it's about to come up. I don't know what Daf they're up to, but Daf Lamed Tes in Yevamos, you're not there yet. So Daf Lamed Tes in Yevamos, there's a following case. You have a woman who's now Zakuk Liyibam, she has to Yibam, and there's two brothers. One brother is a child, and one brother is a gadol who's refusing to do yibam, he's only willing to do chalitza. And the Gemara has the question, is it better to have bias katan, meaning yibam with a katan, or is it better to do chalitza with a gadol? On the one hand, right, bia, yibam is better, but it's a katan, it doesn't really matter, right? Or do you say it's better to have the gadol because a mitzvah, but gadol, you'll do the mitzvah immediately, so you don't do the gadol? No, it means bias katan, actually bias katan right now, and then eventually there'll be bias gadol when the katan grows up, but it actually, Gemara means bias katan, mean right now. The Gemara brings a proof, which is why I'm telling you that's the case. The Gemara brings a proof from the fact, tries to bring a proof from a case where there's a gadol b'medinas hayam, right? Or there's a katan, not bias katan, there's a katan who eventually you'll do yibam with. And the Gemara there says, we don't wait. We don't wait on a gadol b'medina sayam. We say, no, we don't wait. Why? Because shihui mitzah lo meshahinan. Another language. We don't wait on a mitzah. We don't let a mitzah wait and pass. If you have a chance to do it with someone who's here, you don't wait on someone who's b'medina sayam. You don't wait on someone who's far away. Now listen to the proof of the Trumas HaDeshen. Why did the Gemara have to say this brother's b'medina sayam, so far away? Oh, miles and miles and miles away, has to travel by boat. Just say he's not in town. Say this brother is one town over. Says the Trumas HaDeshen, and listen to his proof. He says, Because if the brother was in the next door neighbor, you actually would wait. If he was in the town right next door, you would wait for him. We don't wait for him because he's so far away. He may never show up, right? This katan who's 6 years old may never become a gadol. But if the katan is 12 and a half, right? And you just have to wait 6 months or 1 month, right? So you maybe would wait then, right? We're talking about an extreme example. Says the Trumas Hadeshin, but if the wait is very little, right? Then you dafka do wait. So what does that come out? By Kiddush Levana, the wait is very little. It's 3 days, 2 days, 1 day, right? You could wait an extra day or two to do it b'mehudar, right? So wait a little bit, right? What's the rush? That's what he says. What would come out according to the Trumas Hadeshin, just so we understand, is in the question of the jail case, it may be, well, when are we talking about? If the date is, let's say, today, right? Let's say today, right? It was literally today, someone was in jail, and today, what are we, Chavches Adar Sheni, right? So, person said today, Chavches Adar Sheni, right? You could go out any day you want. I don't know, Pesach is 2 weeks away. Is that close enough? Would the Trumas Hadeshin say, 2 weeks is pretty close. Maybe you could wait 2 weeks. Maybe wait for the first day of Pesach. Maybe you'd say 2 weeks is too far away. Let's say it was, you know, Yud Nisan. It was right before Pesach. Would he say wait 5 days, right? There's a lot more cheshbonos in this Trumas Hadeshin. Now, if you think I'm being nitty-gritty, it's not me being nitty-gritty. There's an amazing tshuva of the Chacham Tzvi who brings together these two tshuvas. He quotes the tshuva of the Trumas Hadeshin, and he quotes the tshuva of the Radbaz. At face value, I would tell you that these two tshuvas aren't necessarily talking to each other. In fact, I would tell you maybe the Radbaz and the Trumas Hadeshin completely agree, because they're not really talking about the same case, and their logics may apply or may not apply separately. But the Chacham Tzvi already brings them together in source number 6. And he starts with this case of the Radbaz. And the Radbaz says you don't wait, right? Ein mavir na mitzvah, so you have a mitzvah in front of you, do it right now, don't wait for another time. So he asks a question first from a Gemara Menachos. The Gemara Menachos is dealing with a case where the tzibur only has money for one karban, and they don't know which of the karbanos they should bring. Now, what's the question? So the Gemara is trying to figure out what the question is. So the Gemara says, you have money for either the karban tamid or the karban musaf, right? Now, I would say, don't worry, the Gemara says it too. What do you mean? The karban tamid, you bring it every single day. It's the first thing you bring in the morning. Of course you bring the karban tamid. Says the Gemara, you misunderstood our question. You have money for the karban musaf of today or the karban tamid of tomorrow. Right? So now, the karban tamid of today, you already brought. But now the only money left is, if I use the money to bring the karban musaf of today, I know that I'm going to miss out on the karban tamid of tomorrow. Right? Now, what? Oh, you have money for both of those, let's say. You have money for both of those, but you also, it's musaf today or karban tamid tomorrow. So the Gemara has a question. Well, on the one hand, maybe we'll say, tadir v'sheno tadir odaf. Maybe karban musaf is more kodesh, so we'll bring that one. Says the Chacham Tzvi, according to the Radbaz, though, it's not even a question. What do you mean? Ein mavir na mitzvos. You have a mitzvah right in front of you. It must be you choose that mitzvah first. Says the Chacham Tzvi, you see that the Radbaz is wrong. Right? We don't say necessarily, right? Ein mavir na mitzvos when there's a choice here, right? One's better than the other, right? I have to make a choice. Do I choose the better one? Do I choose the one that's immediate? The Gemara didn't think it was so obvious. That's point number one. He then says, right, he quotes the same Gemara, the same exact Gemara as the Trumas Hadeshin brought from Yavamos, and he says, you see from the Gemara, right, the same Raya as the Trumas Hadeshin, that if things are not far apart, it's not that the guy's in Medina Sayyam, it's not that he's super far away, but he's in the next door town, you do wait a little bit to fulfill a mitzvah. And therefore he says, if you look in the third paragraph, I have some underlines there for you, he says, Im Kain, Hayu lanu chalek benidan harav, bein kisha mitzvah shnia hi lizman meruba, dechashin l'shem ayamas, la shnia hi lizman karav, delo chashin l'shem ayamas bizman muat. He said, perhaps we need to be mechalek, we need to make a distinction. are these two mitzvos very far apart? In which case, we have a concern, what's called in the Gemara of Shema Yamos, which literally means maybe he'll die, which doesn't literally just mean death. I mean, the Gemara is talking about a case of death, but it means maybe there won't be opportunity. Or do we say not? So he says, maybe you need to distinguish. Are these two things very close together? Or are they far apart? Which is why, if you skip to the next underline, and then he says, right, and that's even what the Trumas Hadeshen was saying. Since these two things are very close apart, you actually can wait a little bit. But then he says something fascinating. He says, I actually have a raya, though, to the opinion of the Radbaz that you don't wait at all. What's his proof to the Radbaz? There's a Gemara in Moed Katan and Daf Tes that has a cheshbon based on a pasuk. The one pasuk seems to sound like, I'll summarize the Gemara, and we won't read it inside for time's sake. I'll summarize the Gemara. But the Gemara seems to say, on the one hand, there's a pasuk that says, Peles ma'agar aglecha. Right? On the one hand, it says, like, you should really calculate every step that you take, meaning you should be calculated, you should think about what you're doing. V'kasav ora chayim pentipales. And another verse says, no, live your life lest you calculate too much. What does that mean? So the Gemara basically says, well, one pasuk sounds like you should think about when to do a mitzvah and not to do a mitzvah. Another pasuk sounds like, no, do mitzvahs right away, don't wait. Says the Gemara, you know what the difference is? Can this mitzvah be done by other people? Can this mitzvah not be done by other people? If the mitzvah can be done by other people, so then you should weigh the factors and say, okay, if Maish can do this mitzvah for me, I'll do what I'm doing right now. If Maish can't, okay, then I need to do it, right? If no one else can do it, then don't think about it. Just do it immediately. Says the Chacham Tzvi, what do you see from this Gemara? What you see from this Gemara is that when a mitzvah comes to your opportunity and nobody else can do it for you, you have to do it. Don't make cheshbonos, right? Just do the mitzvah immediately. And that's what he says. If you look at the underlined part that I left for you there, aval the mitzvos shonos. When there are two separate mitzvos, ein ma'avir in kalav ne'achamura, right? When there are two mitzvos, we say ein ma'avir in al mitzvos. Aval, mia be mitzvah achash efer la'asosa yom shelo ben ha'movchar ulamachar min ha'movchar. He says, if it's two separate mitzvos, right, then we say, in ma'avir nala mitzvos. You can't switch. But if it's the same mitzvah, it's one mitzvah. I could do the mitzvah right now without the hiddur. I could do it in a day or two with the hiddur. So maybe we'll push it off and we'll do it with the hiddur. And that's the Chacham Tzvi's psak. He himself in the next line says, I'm not even 100% sure in what I'm saying, but that seems to be his conclusion. Just to clarify where we're at. There are two tshuvas. There's a Radbaz and there's a Trumas Hadeshen, dealing with different scenarios, but the main question that they're both dealing with is, if I can do something immediately, right? I can do something immediately, but it's not the most ideal fashion. It's a mitzvah, but it's not the most ideal fashion. Or I can wait a little bit and do the mitzvah in a better fashion. So do we say, do it immediately, it's okay, it's not the best fashion. Shriza makdin la mitzvos, shio mitzvah amashayinan, whatever, mitzvah bal yad chal tach mitzena, again, whatever language you want to use, do the mitzvah immediately. Or do we say, no, wait, right? Make a cheshbon, if you could do it more mahudr, you should wait and do it more mahudr. The Radbaz sounded like, do it immediately, I don't care, don't make cheshbonos on mitzvahs, do it immediately. The Trumas Hadeshen sounded like, you can make cheshbonos and you can wait. The Chacham Tzvi was suggesting maybe the distinction is whether it's the same mitzvah or it's different mitzvahs. Again, you might argue it doesn't necessarily matter. If you look in the Sefer Chassidim in source number 7, he's in with a slightly different case. Sefer Chassidim says the following. Ksiv chashti velo hismamati lishmar mitzvosecha. Right? The Pasuk in Tehillim says, I hurried, I didn't wait to guard your mitzvahs, to perform your mitzvahs. Lo ya'akev adam es ha-mitzvah v'or zesh amratora zek keli v'anveyu his na'el lefana v'mitzvahs. Says the Sefer HaChassidim explicitly, don't wait on a mitzvah to fulfill a hiddur. And he gives an example, though. Kagon, for example, talis na v'sefer Torah na. A person wants a beautiful talis or a beautiful sefer Torah. Shelo yomar adam. A person should not say, "Kevan sheyeshli talis liknos amtenat sheyavo liyadei talis yafe ma'od eliyikna miyad talis afel pisha ena yafe kolkach." A person shouldn't say, right? Since I have a talis to buy now, I'm going to wait until I get a more beautiful talis, right? Rather, what should you do? You should buy a talis immediately, even though it's not the nicest talis. Yes. Excellent, excellent. Excellent. We'll get to that in a second. V'chein ir, one second. So v'chein ir she'ein b'sefer Torah. The Siddur doesn't have a Siddur Torah. V'yishem sofer she'yodeh b'diyuka lich tov. You have someone who can write it. Avlein yodeh lich tov kol kach yafeh. He's not the best sofer. He doesn't write beautifully. K'mo sofer ach she'yavo kol kach b'kar hazman. Mutter she'yodeh so ha'matzah miyad. Abi shena kasav yafeh. You should do it immediately. Why? Ki al zeh ne'mar chashiv l'asmati lishmer mitzvah secha. Because that's what it means. I didn't wait for your mitzvah. So excellent. So I don't know your name. I apologize. Whatever you want to give me. Okay, so I don't know. Lenny said I would agree with, which is that this case seems to be a different case, right? The case here is I'm not going to be able to do the mitzvah until I buy a talis. I'm not going to do the mitzvah until I get a sefer Torah. So it would seem to be you can certainly distinguish. However, the logic that he's applying is don't wait to do a mitzvah. You can do a mitzvah, I don't care about hidurim, do immediately. But I agree with you, not necessarily can you apply it. The Chai Adam happens to apply it. The Chai Adam says the Sefer Chassidim is arguing on the Trumas Hadeshen, and he would tell you by Kiddush Havana, you shouldn't wait. If a mitzvah comes to you, do it immediately and don't wait. Now, it's often easy to say, these two are arguing, these two aren't arguing, right? We're not sure if they're arguing. You can go in both ways. Maybe they're referencing different concepts, as I said before. Maybe one's talking about in mavir nala mitzvos, and one's talking about zrisa makdim on the mitzvos. So sometimes, again, I'm not going to say this is cheating, because we really should intellectually know whether they are arguing or not arguing. But sometimes, what we can do is we can use the poskim to show us that there certainly is a machlokas here. And the poskim are clear there's a machlokas here. If you look in the Shulchan Aruch in source number 8, you won't be surprised, because this is our minhag. The Shulchan Aruch in source number 8 says, Ein mevarchen al hayerech ela b'matzei Shabbos kishu mevusa megadav nan. You should not make a bracha on the moon except if it's Matzei Shabbos and you're dressed in night's clothes. Now, he doesn't mean, just to clarify, you're not allowed to do it on a weeknight. So what he means is exactly what the Trumas Hadeshen was saying. He's passing based on the Trumas Hadeshen, which is that you should wait till Matzei Shabbos and do it behidr, as opposed to doing it immediately in a less mahudr way. That's what he's saying. Yes. So let's get to the svaras in a minute, and maybe it'll help you. Maybe it'll help you to answer this question. If you look in the Bach in source number 9, and you look in the Maisa Rav of the Gra in source number 10, both of them actually paskin by Kiddush Levana. I'm not talking about other cases. By Kiddush Levana, they both paskin, right? That you should not wait. You don't wait till Matzei Shabbos. Immediately after day 3, you say Kiddush Levana, says the Bach, and says the Gra. Again, I don't know well enough. In Eretz Yisrael, when I was in Eretz Yisrael, usually Eretz Yisrael follows the Minhag HaGra. I don't believe they do it immediately. I thought they wait. I don't know. When I was in Eretz Yisrael, they waited till Matzei Shabbos. Again, usually Minhag HaGra is... What?
It depends on the season, really.
Yeah? Okay, so I don't know. It could be... But it's clear for the Minhag HaGra. He says you don't wait. In fact, we usually wait till after Tisha B'Av, and we wait till after Yom Kippur. He says you don't do that either. You do it immediately. You do not wait at all, says the Bach, says the Gra. You do it immediately. Now, again, this is an explicit machlokas. Now, what you can say is they're not arguing about Zriza Makdim and the mitzvos. They're arguing about a different issue on Kiddush Levana. That's fine. But what it seemed to be is that we have machlokas about this idea. If you could do a mitzvah immediately, bezrizas, again, whatever, don't let it wait, and you'll sacrifice hiddur. Should you sacrifice the hiddur, or should you wait to do it more mahudr? What I'd like to suggest in our last 5 minutes, perhaps, that the machlokas between the Vilna Gaon and the Bach versus the Shulchan Aruch Or, if we want to say the Machlokas Radbaz and the Chumas Hadeshin, if we believe they're arguing, maybe based on a more fundamental understanding of what is the reason that we say, again, Zriz Maktim L'mitzvahs, Mishsab Aliyada Atach Mitzena, all these concepts that, again, I'm grouping them all together for the sake of simplicity, what's the Svara behind them? What's the reason that we say such a thing? Now, there are two ways that I saw that are pretty clear to understand it. The first is a fascinating shuv of the Chavos Yair. The Chavos Yair says in source number 11, Ayein shuvas Radbaz Yud Gimel Sar Sheher Shalitva Sheyispal Pamachas B'Shana Basara Pasach Shifra Yom Rishon. The reason Makdim LeMitzvos, right? Says the Chavos Yair. He quotes this Radbaz. A person gives you one day to daven, choose the first day because reason Makdim LeMitzvos. Now again, the language of the Radbaz actually was Ein Mavir Na LeMitzvos, so you see from the Chavos Yair too that he assumed this is all one basic idea. But says the Chavos Yair in one line something fascinating. Ulanias daiti de tam penyamas adif the efshar shezehu tam de zrizim akdimen. Says the Chavos Yair, you know what? What's the whole logic of zrizim akdimen lemitzos? The reason might be that fundamentally we're worried you might not get a chance to do this mitzvah again, right? Maybe you won't get to do this mitzvah. So do it right away, right? If mitzvah comes to your hand, do it, right? Maybe you won't get to do that mitzvah later, right? A shir, you have an opportunity to go to the shir, go to the shir now. I'll listen to it later in the recording. Who knows, right? Right? Every mitzvah comes to your hand, right? Mitzvah baliyada. Should you go to early mitzvah or not? Altach, right? Mitzvah baliyada, altach mitzana. Don't let it pass by. Maybe you won't get a chance to do it. Now, if that's the logic, right? If that's the logic of the idea of Zriza Makdim in the mitzvahs, so again, I would argue then again, you don't factor in other cheshbonos, right? Kiddush Levana, right? Let's just use Kiddush Levana, right? 3 days, you see the moon out, there's Kiddush Levana, right? So I think what the Chavos Yair is telling you is you should always be concerned you might not get a chance to do the mitzvah. Aye, but maybe in 2 days I'll do it. No, maybe I won't get to do it, right? Your attitude should be, I might not get a chance to do this mitzvah again, right? The mindset is, I need to grab mitzvahs. As soon as a mitzvah comes to my opportunity, I'm going to do it as fast as possible, right? I may not get a chance to do this mitzvah in an hour from now, in 2 hours from now. And certainly by something like Kiddush Levana, again, the logic makes sense. You'll tell me, statistically speaking, 99% of the times you'll get a chance to. That's not the svara. The svara is, when a mitzvah comes to your hands, you do it, right? If a person said to you, right, just imagine, and it's important to use the analogies, right? Person said to you, I have a $2 million business deal for you, do it right now. You're like, I'll do it in 5 minutes. Like, really? You'll do it in five, like, do it right. Okay, $2 million, I'm here, I'm ready, right? So why? Because I don't want that opportunity to pass. It's probably not going to pass. No, a mitzvah, 1 second. A mitzvah comes to your hands, you got to do it immediately. Perhaps. There's another way to think about it, though, that it's not about, like, I'm nervous, I'm going to lose the chance to do the mitzvah. And the Me'iri writes it in two different places very explicitly. The Me'iri writes, Kol ayam kasher lamila shnemar b'yom ha'shmini. Umikalmakam ro'i l'zrizin l'haktim ba, sorry, let's say b'shacharis, shelo yira kimisrashel ba mitzadchem lasu al ha'ben. You shouldn't seem like you're delaying. Why? Because I have mercy on my son. You should be like the avos, do it quickly. And if you look in the Me'iri and Horios, he's even more explicit. Person shouldn't be, again, like wishy-washy or questioning. You shouldn't look like you're being porek ol, like you're passing off the opportunity, whether it's a mitzvah or whatever it is. V'chol shekein shetavo davar mitzvah liyado. Certainly, if it's a mitzvah, she bechlaz rizabatil in the mitzvah, so lo yis acher basias mitzvah, she ain ze ela derech misha ena osa mitzvah derech kavana meula. Ela kamisha osa derech pirik ol umitzvah limada. You know what happens if you're not zrizin? It looks like you don't really want to do it, right? Oh, okay, I'll do it later, relax, right? I don't have to do it right now, right? You know, like you have this with children all the time, you know, and you know, do it now. You know, okay, Dad, I'll do it when I get to it. I'll do it. Relax, right? Take out the garbage. I'll get there. I'm just finishing my game, right? It doesn't feel like you really care, right? But what comes out of the Me'iri is something very important. If the reason that I'm delaying is not because I don't care, it's because I'm going to do it better, right? So then actually it makes a lot of sense to wait for the hiddur, right? Again, the concern isn't that the mitzvah is going to pass me by, right? The idea, according to the Me'iri, is it looks like I don't really care. But the moment that there's a reason to wait, So it's not, I don't care. I care greatly. It just has a better reason to do it. So by Kiddush Levana, right? It's a perfect example, right? Again, do it on Wednesday night right when it happens. No, Hashem, I want to do your mitzvah in the best way possible. I'm going to wait till Matzei Shabbos, not because I don't care. Of course I care. I care so much that I want to do it in a better way. That logic of Zrizim Akdim on the mitzvos, if that's the logic, that Zrizim Akdim in itself is some kind of hiddur, it's to show that you really care about the mitzvos, so if there's a cheshbon, if there's a reason to wait, then certainly it would make sense to wait. I'll just suggest one last thing. For time's sake, we did start a little late, but for time's sake, I'm going to... I'm not going to read this inside. I strongly recommend that you read it inside yourself. The Maharal and Gur Aryeh, in the last source here, is dealing with the second source that we had. The pasuk says "Ushmartem es hamatzos," and we say it doesn't mean matzos; it means mitzvos. So, if you know the ways of the Maharal, I'm just going to tell you for a minute. I apologize; I have to spend a minute on this. If you know the ways of the Maharal says that nothing that Chazal darshan is by accident. They never darshan something from this pasuk by accident. It's not like they use these words because there's a connection between the two. And the Maharal is bothered by. Okay, it's a cute word. Matzah, mitzvah, they sound alike. But what's the connection between the two? What's the connection between matzah and mitzvos? So basically what he wants to suggest is that there's really one reason to both the idea that we don't let matzah rise and the idea that we don't wait on mitzvos. And the basic idea that he says, and again, I suggest that you read it inside, it's a very Maharalian Torah, which is, the idea is basically that when you wait on something, you're showing that it's bound by time. That when you wait on something, you're showing that it falls into time, right? The moment that I rush to do something, I say, and when you rush to do a mitzvah, this is what he says, when you rush to do a mitzvah, what you're really showing is that mitzvahs aren't shayach to this world. This worldly things, we make cheshbonos, is this a good time to do it, is this a bad time to do it, we make calculations, right? When it comes to mitzvahs, it's not cheshbonos in that way. We're not thinking about mitzvahs in that way. Mitzvahs are otherworldly, right? Again, I'm not even going to make an analogy to money or anything else. There's nothing like that. What the Maharal is saying is that mitzvahs are otherworldly. A mitzvah comes to your hands, you do it, right? There's no, you don't start thinking, well, maybe I could do it later better. Well, maybe. No. You have a mitzvah? Are you kidding me? You do the mitzvah right away. Again, not because I might miss out on it. Not like the Chavos Ya'ir is saying. And not like the Me'iri that it's Rizim Akdim to show that I care. It's more to show that mitzvahs are not connected to this world. They're so otherworldly that if a mitzvah came to your hand, you do it immediately to show that. And what I think comes out of the Maharal and the Chavos Ya'ir in a different way is, again, the whole concept of Rizim Akdim and the mitzvahs is not about, well, now's the best time, right? It's that when a mitzvah comes to you, you do it. That's showing, right, that mitzvahs are function in a different way. The Me'iri is saying a very different approach, and it's showing how much you care about mitzvahs. Well, if it's showing how much you care about mitzvahs, then again, you can start making cheshbonos. I also care if I wait for the hiddur. So again, in halacha, I don't do halacha l'maisa, so halacha l'maisa, in every scenario, you ask your local Orthodox Rav, but the idea, again, the concept of what is the reason why it's reason why the mitzvahs might suggest the different poskim and why they say the way that they do. All right, Shkaya.
Thank you.